Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is
praise to Jesus. I welcome you, my dear listener, to Moment of Truth. We have another opportunity to hear the true and undiluted word of God. I am sure God has a message for you. Yes, you. I therefore encourage you to pay attention as I share the word of God with you. My name is Brother Chris. My dear friends, as you may already know, this world is a battlefield and life itself is war. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, everyone born into this world is engaged in this war. And the war we are fighting is not a physical war, but a spiritual war. The Bible tells us this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But thank God that He has not left us empty-handed." The Bible says clearly that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not physical, but they are mighty through God. God has equipped us for the battle. But for anyone to win this battle, that person must understand the tactics and techniques of the enemy we are fighting and how to overcome them. So in today's broadcast, I'll be preaching on the topic, understanding the devices of the enemy. Understanding the devices of the enemy. And we shall use the practical experiences of someone in the scripture to see how the enemy uses his devices to try to stop us from fulfilling the will of God. My Bible text will be taken from Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Nehemiah 6, 15 and 16. And it says, "So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God." My dear friends, I will encourage you to read chapter 1 to 6 of Nehemiah so that you can appreciate the entire picture. But in this broadcast, I will try and give you the summary of what led to the verses. It was about a man called Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a Jew who worked for a king in the city of Shushan. While he was doing his work in the king's palace, he received information that his people, the children of Israel, were in distress and that the wall of Jerusalem has been broken down and burnt by fire. God put a burden in his heart to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. This became his destiny and the will of God for his life. However, there were enemies who did everything to stop Nehemiah from doing the will of God. They did not want him to fulfill his destiny. The enemy employed various strategies to try and stop Nehemiah from doing what God has asked him to do. The devil used human beings as his agents in trying to stop Nehemiah. The agents were two men called Sambalat and Tobiah. But Nehemiah was able to overcome the devices of the devil and ended up rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. The same thing happens in the lives of believers. God gives you a destiny, a calling, or an assignment. But then the enemy comes all out to prevent you from fulfilling the destiny. Often, the devil will deploy different techniques to try and stop you like he did Nehemiah. These techniques are what I call the devices of the enemy. And we shall learn from Nehemiah what these devices are and how to overcome them. The first device which I consider that the devil uses to stop people from doing the will of God is mockery. Mockery. This is the case where the enemy ridicules and despises you. He mocks you and laughs at you to make you feel ashamed of doing the will of God. In the case of Nehemiah, the devil moves Sambalat and Tobiah to mock him. The aim of the mockery is to make you to be ashamed of what God has asked you to do, and then you will stop. For you, child of God, there are times you want to do the will of God, and people will laugh at you. They will make mockery of you and despise you. For instance, people may laugh at you when you become born again. They will call you names and make mockery of you. They mock you so that you will feel stupid for doing what pleases God. The ultimate plan is to stop you from doing the will of God. This may also happen to any other thing that is the will of God for you. People will laugh at you and make mockery of you. But please, when such happens, do not give in. Always remember that your aim is to do what pleases God and not to get the approval of men. So focus on the will of God and you will overcome the mockery. Praise the Lord. Another device the devil uses to try to stop people from doing the will of God is discouragement. Discouragement. The devil uses discouragement to make you lose interest and zeal in pursuing the will of God. Discouragement dampens the spirit and makes someone weak. We are told that Sambalat and Tobiah tried to discourage Nehemiah and those working with him. They told them how impossible it was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem from the ashes that was left. They tried to discourage them by the words they spoke. The devil will usually bring people to you who will say things that will discourage you. In the case of Nehemiah, they said all manner of things to discourage him.